It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
She's what?
She's got the look, all right. She's sweaty.
Good morning, Monica, and welcome to Fashionista Friday.
Good morning. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Warm, but we can't complain because one morning we'll wake up and there'll be snow.
Don't say that word. Oh, gotcha. We got a lot of summer left, though, right?
A lot of summer left.
The humidity is not as bad as it was the last few days, so that's good. I think it's, you know, the temperatures can be up there in the 80s and 90s, a lot of the humidity is not there.
You know, and you expect it because it's summer.
Yep. It's summer, and you've had a busy summer, haven't you?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It's been pretty busy, and I'm blessed to have a busy summer. Now we're going into the dog days of summer is what my mama used to always say. It's hot out. There's maybe events coming up. We don't know if we should wear what we had before. Maybe we put on a few pounds, or maybe we lost a few pounds. It's still a good reason to come shop Monica's.
Monica's. Shop Monica's in Dawson on Chestnut Street.
Yes, and I've heard so many wonderful compliments and everything, and yes, I'm still going strong, even through hot flashes. but the thing of it, we have to remember right now, is it is August 4th, I believe.
Yep, August 4th today.
And it's still summer.
It's still
summer. We're really in summer. Yes, I'm showing a lot of fall stuff. Yes, I have a lot of summer, but the bottom line is what we wear is like what my mama said, you still dress for the weather.
Dress for the weather?
Yeah.
Your mama.
I mean, you're not going to wear this hot sweater or a hot, you know, but I shouldn't say hot jean jacket because a lot of women wear this kind of stuff all year round because they're in air conditioning.
Yep, yep. All right, let's start off Fashionista Friday with what's Monica wearing today?
I got some new white cotton shirts in. I don't know how long I'll be able to have a shirt on. I know for most people that, that's not so bad. But then I had to get a new tank top today. It's called Antique Rose, and I love the color. And then I have my striped. Ooh. Can't lift my leg up too high. My striped, they're like a crop. And I just love them because they're like a seersucker material. They're comfy, and they're a little less dangerous for me than wearing a white one.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, yep. I kind of spill coffee or spill stuff. This stuff you still could maybe see, but you can just wash it right off. And I got my navy sandals on, and I'm paired up with this tank top, which I have a whole bunch of colors, like 8, 9 colors in it. It's comfortable, it's sleeveless, and what I like is it fits around the armpits.
Oh, yeah.
It's not big
tank
around.
Top you have underneath there.
It's a V-neck sleeveless.
Okay, awesome.
But you could call it tank top.
It's kind of pink, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like an antique pink rose. Yeah.
You're going to the new Barbie movie or something while you're dressed
up. Oh, wouldn't that be fun? Who's got time to go to a movie? It'd be fun to go to it.
That's what you should stock up on, a lot of pink, and then the ladies come in and buy it before they head to the movie.
Yeah, and you know, the thing of it is they do wear a lot of pink, but remember I was looking at some of my Barbie dolls, and they wore all different colors. Just right now they're kind of showing a lot of pink because that's so feminine.
Did you have a Barbie doll when you grew up?
A few of them. And I was possessive over those, too. Don't be taking off the heads off my dolls or cutting their hair. No.
You cut your Barbie doll's hair?
I didn't. Sometimes, you know, somebody would come over and want to cut the hair. No brothers cut the hair. They would not be close to my Barbie doll. But, you know, once in a while, I don't know if it was a niece or a nephew that cut a little hair off my Barbie doll. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's not what you do. But, you know, you can't get too worked up. It's a child. But
I like the way you're color coordinated today. You got the white cotton shirt on with a pink.
Well, you got to have a pop of color.
Yep, that's popping.
And here's me. They're the striped, they look like they're navy or white, or they look like they could be black and white. Yep. But I put my navy shoes on with them. And the idea of this is if I can't match perfect, I have to have a contrast.
You have to have a what?
A contrast color.
Oh, contrast.
Yeah, color. I can't just be like, if I've ever went into a store and they said, this almost matches. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Almost matches.
No.
No.
No. Doesn't. Either you have a contrast or, So I'm not used to wearing 3 or 4 different colors if, you know, unless it's a pop of color like that, you know, like this. Okay. This is just how I was, you know. Right. Yeah.
I'm a people watcher, you know. I just returned from vacation up on the North Shore, and since I've done the show with you, I look at fashion. What are people wearing?
Awesome!
I thought about that this week.
Well, and you know what I've been thinking about this week, and probably shouldn't do it this show because it'll take a whole segment, but I'm going to ask questions like, what's in your wardrobe? What's in your four closets? Think about this, women. We're going to do a question again because I have had so many women say, oh my God, my husband goes, why would you shop? You have three closets full of clothes. That's the problem.
You have what?
They say they have three closets full of clothes.
Three closets full of clothes.
That's the problem.
Oh, that's the problem.
Too much Too and much. Not enough. You know, so if we can narrow it down, less is better, but yet we have to have variety, and it's fun to mix and match, and that's kind of something that I love to do. Okay. And maybe going towards winter, I might be able to do some wardrobes and go to people's houses, but right now, I'm kind of busy at my store.
Yep. What I just noticed, you're just waving your arm around there. You have a pink wrist, a watch, a pink watch.
Oh, yeah. So, so my son's girlfriend ordered all these bands, and
we can change them up.
Yes, and I just love it. And I love my watch because, you know me, I have stuff all over the place, and in my store, I can't keep track of my phone. So now the watch rings, and then I can just talk right. You know how handy that is? Somebody calls you in the grocery store, you can just talk to your watch. It might look like your cycle, but you don't have to sit and dig around in your purse. I love this watch.
So that's you can change the wristbands.
Yeah, and it's an Apple Watch.
Yeah, and you wearing your pink tank top with your pink.
And wristband. I didn't plan that, okay? Oh, this was pink from yesterday.
Oh, really?
You can't give me so much credit. Oh, wow. But man, all I want to do is get there.
This girl's rocking it this morning.
Yeah, I just got to get the word out that we have to go to events. No matter what. So plan ahead. And if you haven't planned ahead, I have a room full of spring and summer merchandise. Right. I'm not getting rid of it because guess what? I need it. I keep ordering because I got that, you know, this little printed skirt. I got to show you some clothes here.
Printed skirt.
This is a printed skirt. Super cute. But what I loved is this top for fall came in and it's so darn cute. It's called Chili Red. Three-quarter sleeve with little buttons. I had it in navy. I had it in gray. I have it in a lighter blue.
Is that like a sweater then? Or
actually, it's called Scuba Knit. It's the hottest thing on the runway, and not a lot of people buy it.
Scuba.
It's not super cheap, but it's not super expensive. And when you put it on, you want like this one lady. Look at, can I wear this color?
Yes, you can.
One of every color. She wanted one of every color.
Oh, wow.
I don't care how much it costs, Monica. This feels good on. So it's not a sweatshirt, but it's in the knit category, and it's a scuba knit. And I thought, how cute is it with the skirt?
Oh, yeah.
So you could wear it out. You could golf in it. You can go out in it. You could wear it to a shower. This is just cuter than cute.
That's a And nice I've been, looking print on that skirt.
Yeah, and I've been living in a lot of skirts lately. I really have. I did this today for the show to kind of change it up. But skirts, because I love to golf, and it's fun to wear something cooler. And a skirt is usually a little dressier than a short and a little bit more flattering on women.
Okay. All right, you brought a lot of apparel.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, I bought so much. So, and then the thing, a key drum roll is I've been waiting for these black Ariats for 3 years. And I finally got talking to a human being person, and I got to order them, and they came like in 5 days. And I'm so pumped. So I have.
What do you call that?
The Ariat Cruiser, the black suede. So remember what I'd always say, cruise on into Monica's for a pair of cruisers? The black are back.
You know what amazes me about these shoes that you carry, Monica, is how light they are. There's no weight to them.
Well, guess what? What? You're not supposed to add weight.
Oh.
To your feet.
Okay.
Not at all. And I'm not telling people what to do, but get rid of heavy shoes. Bad for your ankles, bad for your back, bad for everything.
Every time I pick up one of your shoes, the first thing that hits me is, man, like I'm not holding anything.
And I only have one pair of these left with this is that lovely tan from back in the 70s. I had boots. I'll never forget. I put boots on layaway in Marshall. My mom goes, Monica, I'll pay for them. I said, no, I want to buy my own boots.
Yep.
And this color is awesome, and I'm getting more of this color in. It's like a tennis shoe shoe. So it's a tennis shoe style, but it's a shoe.
Okay.
So it's a little bit of both. Kind of like a shacket is a shirt and a jacket. This tennis shoe, I'm trying to figure out what kind of name is a tennis shoe shoe. But anyway, this color is hotter than a pistol.
Shoe tennis.
Yeah.
Shoe tenny.
Shoe tenny. Hey, there you go. See, Paul? We can maybe mark patent that.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited about the new shoes that are coming in, and Paul's itching to do freight. And so while he's open up a freight.
But before we do that, I got to ask you a question. What decade has the best clothing?
70s.
High five.
70s, baby. And you know what? No matter what you have in your wardrobe, don't let somebody say, oh, that's not a style. Because you can go to L.A., New York, not like I've been all over, but I have been to those places when I was a younger girl. Anything goes.
Yeah, good. All right. Freight.
You're opening freight.
I'll open freight. We've got about 3 minutes.
Here's another little scuba knit and a little light blue. And this is more of a waist top. But some women think it's too flowy. But it doesn't have to be. Just size down. If something is too flowy, size down. And then every woman needs this pair of jeans. It's got a little slit on the side with a little color. And this distressed faded blue is really in. And I know everyone likes dark denim, but this just pops with all the colors for fall. Everybody should get a pair of these with the raw edge, and they're comfy. And guess what? Drum roll, they have stretch, so you can still eat that all baked right. potato with sour cream
what
and chives.
What did I just open here?
OMG, you are so good, Paul Ramo. Whew, it makes me hot flash, but guess what? It's a cute top. I had these in last year, the cowl neck and the rainbow stripes. And this year, this one has got the navies and the light pink. This is super, super cute with the denim. Super cute. Uh-oh, Paul Ramos saying we got time running out. Super cute with the navy dress pant or capri that I got in. And super cute
what do you got
with...
behind you there?
Oh, yes. I think I brought this in before, but guess what? When I brought it in, everything sold out from my show. So I reordered a few more of these in this color, copper. This top underneath feels like a jammy, and it can go back with denim. It can go back with this copper color. These are in a skinny, limited peeps left in this. But then I also got the straight leg with the wider hem. Everyone needs a pair in this color because the tops go back with it for fall. So cute. And then this is my favorite colors, Paul Ramo. This is totally 70 colors.
Oh, yeah.
The navy, and this is called cinnamon. I have such cute tops that go with this. And this really looks cute with fall dresses.
Oh, yeah.
And then roll them up when you Monicanize it and roll it up.
Now, that's a jean jacket, but it's not corduroy. It's what color?
It's a cinnamon color, but look at the back. How cute that is.
Cinnamon.
And it's got like your waistband from pants on the jacket. It's just so cute.
Awesome.
I love how they did that.
All right. Got 1 minute.
Uh-oh.
When you open, where are you
Stop
located?
Stop in Monica's. I'm full of everything. And dark chocolate sea salt caramels. I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook. And please mark your calendars. September 12th, or is it September 13th through the 16th? I'm celebrating 16 years.
All right.
And that Friday, I'm having... hot chicken sandwiches, chips, and salsa to go. And Paul Ramo, hopefully, will be there for a live. And it's going to be so much fun because we're really celebrating hard 16 years.
16 years. Awesome, Monica. That's great.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Shop Monica's today. You're open till when?
Shop Monica's in Awesome Dawson. Open till 6 today.
And tomorrow?
10 to 5 All or right. by appointment.
All right. Thanks, Monica,
Thank
for coming
you.
In. And that's another Fashionista Friday here on Q92.